out of compassion for our fellow man. I feel compelled. I feel actually pressured a bit. You'll have to forgive me for that, but I'm pushing on as best that I can to share this Homo sapien operating system with the entire world. You see, the reality is that mankind is designed for the success of our experience. Wouldn't that be wonderful for this information to get around quickly? But this Homo sapien operating system allows us to develop language that can be translated into any language that will help us look into the mirror and realize that this is how our mind is functioning. It's a tug of war. It's a smackdown guerrilla wrestling on cosmic television. And greater awareness comes through greater gratitude. It's a beautiful time of year, Thanksgiving, but we're connecting ourselves, you see, through this experience. We realize that 8 billion people need this information, that as a physician, I get to imagine our physiology making this make sense as part of the intelligent design. You see, the brain is a biological substance, and each of us has this biological DNA-derived substance going on, and that we're experiencing it and talking about it. We're talking about a vocabulary, the Homo sapien operating system, a freedom versus slavery, as a way of recognizing emotional anatomy. Now, emotional anatomy has been illustrated in many ways. We've talked about it before, this unified engram complex that the MIT researchers have offered us for conceptualization of this experience. It's an entire whole mind, body, soul, spirit light up when a particular engram complex gets excited. They did this experiment with post-traumatic stress disorder, but we could hypothesize that the more subtle experiences also involve whole brain activation, and that I'd love to talk with you about it anytime you like. We can try and figure out how to do that and put it on the podcast. That would be fun. This is navigating the ocean of emotion, and we are recognizing and labeling and naming emotional anatomy. Greater familiarity to generate the functions of imagination. You know, this is Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, lightsaber, but we're generating functions of imagination. We're naming familiar experiences. We're this software, hardware experience, and we're using software to describe hardware. And we are developing the self-control that allows us, with this insight and understanding, to choose wisely, navigating around the rocks before we're pummeled on them. So gratitude actually enhances awareness. Check it out, try it out, etc. But you will discover the more you attempt gratitude, the more you'll confront the tug of war, the dark side battle. The dark side does not want you to experience the liberation of gratitude. It's a battle inside your mind. This is Homo sapien operating system, freedom versus slavery. You're beginning to catch on to the idea enough so as to listen to another one of these things. This is biological, physiological response, anatomical response to a mental apparatus. And the vocabulary allows us to understand this stage-specific education, for we move through self-control into experiencing the whispers of invitation and receiving inspiration, meaning, and purpose. The visionary substance gets activated through the lens of awe and wonder. So far more aware, then, of what's getting in the way of our experience, we become collaborators. We need you. You're unique in all the world. You are thumbprint unique in all the world. And the precise identification of what gets in the way when you hit the rock, when the shark bites. Remember, this is architecture, and we have invested in your confidence. The foundation of this architecture is the confidence we can do this. And we are finding names for the variety of anatomy we stumble upon. Let's talk story. Let's communicate effectively with one another to navigate this ocean of emotion, to swim through the ocean of emotion, and begin naming our observations, remembering freedom versus slavery, for there may be a repetitious quality, a bubble within which I get stuck. All right, so, and it can have tragic consequence. It can cause more trouble. But fascinating now, out of DNA comes our brains. And say a mood that you're beginning to recognize. Remember, we're navigating the ocean of emotion. What's that? I don't know. Navigating the ocean of emotion. What's that? I don't know. Well, let us recall then and coach one another, because the ocean of emotion is a wordless world. You see, there are no names for emotion until your brain gives a name for that emotion. So if you're born into an emotion, there are no words to express it. Oh, how wonderful it is to become more familiar, confident, comfortable, and familiar, allowing us to put words to this emotional anatomy. And so we start with the confidence that we can do this. Yeah. And it's growing. We're getting smarter, stronger, better, and wiser. In fact, that's exactly how come we start with the confidence we can do this. Because it does. It starts to grow, especially once you put gratitude in for the experience. Because gratitude guides your heart home, where then you get to step back and see greater awareness. Wow, cool. Well, growing smarter, stronger, better, and wiser, we discover a grounded place of rest inside our being. Wow. And we listen for whispers. This is my point earlier, right? That it is from this grounded place of being, the rest inside of us, built into the organism, intelligently designed on purpose to impress you. Here is this ocean of emotion. And within it, there is a comfortably identifiable, always in the same place, and a very familiar, grounded place of rest. And it is there that we get to listen for the whispers, the invitations, the inspirations, the meaning and purpose, the activation of our visionary substance, freedom versus slavery. And freedom's worth fighting for, but it is a battle inside your own mind. and that the confusion does exist. You know, that there is a real confusion. So we can get trapped. We can even get trapped in self-aggrandizement. And we can get trapped in many different places. But again, the light side, dark side battle, it's still there. Even with the inspiration, meaning, and purpose, where we may discover the visionary substance and the lens of awe and wonder, allowing us to see more clearly and experience a greater confidence that we're catching on. Well, this becomes greater skills, smarter, stronger, better, wiser, greater skills to see clearly and choose wisely what's better and better and better. So this is a legacy that we are passing along to the next generation. This is the Homo sapien operating system. And some are so desperately stuck in their isolated bubbles of narcissism that they can't find their way out. And symptoms typically begin to emerge. Try anxiety, for instance, or frustration, or even a confusion, all of which would make this a negative dark side. Trying to talk back at the experience. But peace and rest, peace and rest, peace and rest inside our being. It's a phenomena of greater and greater awareness. And we're examining our own emotional anatomy, because within our own emotional anatomy, there are default emotional reflexes over which we have no control. Very important to become aware of these, because they activate, they get triggered. And that feeling can come alive and shut us down. Oh yeah, that feeling. What is it? I don't know. It gets somewhat close to Eeyore. Oh well, I don't know. And if you're born with that, if the DNA gives it to you, there certainly are no words for it, except now we have some words for it. I don't know. So, anyway, this is greater awareness, navigating the ocean of emotion. And through interaction with others, we are investing in our confidence for greater awareness and learning about greater gratitude for the precise identification of the default emotional reflexes that force us off the yellow brick road. So here we are, seeing the mind in action, follow the yellow brick road, and the light side, dark side battle, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, assisting us in understanding how it works, and the visionary substance realizing the goal, Encanto, is to go home and make our homes our grounded, better place. But gratitude enhances awareness, and we are aware that, hey, that ain't quite right, or it is. But it's our collaboration now that begins to share the operating system, the freedom versus slavery, slave to default emotional reflexes that were generated by wounding, torn apart on the side of the road, the straw ripped out of your belly. And narcissism is our condition, for I survived that experience, and now it's very difficult to teach me anything brand new. But our collaboration as narcissists who understand, we begin to collaborate and shape for each other, with each other, through each other, by each other, the Homo sapien operating system. I'm putting forward my proposal. I also, of course, propose Gilgamesh as a venue, the legacy superhero, the 5,000-year-old king, who first brought us fruit from the tree of eternal life, and now is attempting to bring us the Homo sapien operating system, sharing in this language. We narcissists are understanding a very peculiar paradox that I am personally significant to the future of the world. But yet the design of the organism is to reward the narcissist for being personally significant to the future of the world. I become aware of the dark side negativity attempting to prevent me from realizing this. The conversation emerges inside my own head. Yet confidence allows me to see a greater awareness for which I am more grateful. And the greater awareness expands, smarter, stronger, better, and wiser. And my self-control begins to develop because the greater awareness allows me to catch myself before I wreck myself. It's the swimming through the ocean of emotion and freedom to choose wisely now what's better and better and better. So these are default emotional reflexes. What's getting in the way of familiarity is our personal privilege and responsibility, our kuleana. I don't know. And we learn to become grounded back into that peace and rest. You know, do you find it anywhere? Oh. Playing video games. Accomplishment. Where else might you get it? Completing tests. Wow. How about greater awareness? This place of peace and rest. This is our Homo sapien operating system, intending to make the world a better place because we are here. And the biological incentive system is a rewarding experience we stumble upon as we study this further. Gratitude reboots the machines.